Now back to Rick Preuss and Lee Cohen, two guys who always tear up at the end of Finding Nemo.
You're listening to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, only on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
It's 9:35 and we're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as our guest in the studio, Jessica Matthews, who is a reptile room associate at Preuss Pets, and she seems to have brought a friend with her. And Jessica, welcome to the show, first of all.
Thank you very much.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. Can you explain to me who our friend is that's looking at me in a rather odd way?
Well, I actually brought one of Preuss Pets' leopard geckos. We have a breeding tank in the classroom, and this is one of them. This is Big Bertha, so named because she is pretty big for a leopard gecko. She's about 9 to 10 inches long, and she's pretty cool, actually. She just got done laying some eggs and had some babies recently. So,
wow, Big Bertha getting the job done, and she can sell insurance, too?
No.
Well, I thought I would try because that's how most people understand geckos these days. Can you explain where geckos come from and a little bit about them as animals so people can understand them a little bit better?
Right. Well, geckos as a whole come from all over the world. Leopard geckos in particular tend to come from desert areas, kind of like Afghanistan and stuff like that. They're a pretty dry climate species with the occasional water source, so...
Interesting. And in terms of how do they defend themselves, what do they do? Are they very good at hiding, or explain how they survive in the wild, or are they mostly domestically bred?
Oh, no, they're definitely a hider. They don't really have, their skin is very, very soft and velvety, and they don't really have nails or claws or teeth even really, or even a tail really to defend themselves. So they're very, very good at hiding.
Okay.
I've noticed, though, when we go through the reptile room, at least these captive-raised leopard geckos don't hide all the time. They seem to be out. They seem to know that there's not a predator around the area, correct?
Right. Captive-bred leopard geckos do tend to be out more. They don't really have much fear of humans.
And you commented about the insurance character.
Yeah.
That tends to be a play off a day gecko, which would actually be out more often but hanging in, you know, green vegetation. This guy here... This would be like the day gecko putting on camo wear, you know,
exactly.
Kind of like blending in with camo wear. And you could almost see, you would think he was mimicking, you know, army attire. But in fact, you can see why army attire looks the way it does when you look at the beautiful skin pattern that this guy has. It has a really very natural tone that kind of blends right in. But then, with captive rearing, we're really brought a whole different expression of what nature is all about because we're able to do selective breeding for different color morphs. So, Jess, would you talk a little bit about geckos, for instance, and some of the different color morphs out there? And then let's talk about how appropriate this particular is maybe as your first pet. You know, when you if you're thinking about getting a reptile for, and you might give a suggestion of age, you know, how is it that this leopard gecko tends to be a poster child for that?
Gotcha. Well, as far as colors go, like you said, captive breeding has been able to produce many different color morphs, anything from albino leopard geckos to leopard geckos that are literally so orange that it looks like a construction cone, and everything in between. They got red eyes, regular eyes, everything like that. Patterns, no patterns, aberrant patterns. There's just a ton of different ones. It's really what your fancy and your price range, of course,
right.
Because the newer color morphs, so those are running really high. And it's the same.
Give us an example of what an expensive leopard gecko might cost.
I could see it going upwards of $200 or so.
Yeah, two or three. And, at Preuss Pets, when we sell a gecko, what's the average gecko go out the door?
The average gecko goes about the door about $40 to $50,
okay.
Depending on the color morph. If it's
okay.
A really good color morph, it even may go up to $100 or so, but
uh-huh.
Not more than that.
Right.
Most of our leopard geckos are normal, so they're about $39.99, $40.
And tell the listening audience why these make a good kind of introductory lizard for somebody that might think that they have a child that would really fancy this or have, you know, a teenager that's pulling at their, you know, we listened to the previous caller, Zach, and he was mentioning when he was a child, his parents kind of learned to love the idea of reptiles in the household. Why might this character be a good introductory animal?
Well, leopard geckos are great for several reasons, not just for the ease of care, which I'll get into a little bit later, but because they do stay a manageable size. They only go from 8 to 12 inches as adults, and that allows them to be kept in about 20 long tanks, which is a great size because it's not very long at all. You can put that on top of a dresser, just put it on a stand, or just put it on the counter, whatever you want to do.
When they say 20 long, we're referring to a tank that's probably about 30 inches long, relatively short, and can fit on a dresser of some kind.
Yep. They don't require much in the way of different food. They only eat really crickets. They'll occasionally eat different things like waxworms, superworms, hornworms. You can give them cockroaches occasionally. They'll even do the occasional pinky mouse. But that's more of a once in a great while. It's kind of like big fatty steak for a leopard gecko.
And yeah.
It's a rare treat. They don't get it in the wild, but if you have a leopard gecko that needs a little bit of fattening up, they're great for
right,
them. So.
Right, right.
Like, a birthday gift
yeah.
or something.
Yeah,
listen
exactly.
to the audio. Pinky mouse is just basically a baby mouse.
Yep,
so,
baby mouse.
That we sell as a feeder. So
interesting. And how long do these animals typically live?
Oh, they can live for quite a while. They can live upwards 10 to 15 years sometimes. Depends on the care. But as the reptile hobby gets to know these animals better and understands them better, the care is increasingly in quality. And so they're able to produce longer lifespans for the reptiles.
And how well do they travel? Because we're here in the summertime. A lot of times people like to go away. They go camping. They do things like that. I'm looking at this little case you've got them in, and it looks like you can just pack them, bring them along for the weekend with you. Do they travel well or?
Not in the way you're suggesting.
Okay.
Because they do require a heat source for most of it. The reason I can bring them in today is because, you know, it is quite hot outside. I'm not worried about the leopard gecko dropping in temperature. Because they come from a desert region, they do need a little bit more heat than most of the animals here in Michigan would. So it's not like a dog or cat that you can just put in the car and take with you camping for the weekend. However, if you do have, like, an adult gecko, you can go away for, like, a day or two and not have to worry about them dying from, like, lack of food or something. You can even go away for a week or so as long as you have somebody just come and, like, drop off crickets every so often and check their water. They don't really need to do much other than that. So.
Interesting. And the heat issue is interesting to me because one of the big issues this week, we've had record heat. And one of the questions that a lot of people have talked about is how does that affect animals? It sounds like the geckos are just living it
yeah,
up.
Right,
they're just laying
right,
out right. and saying, bring it on.
And, right. the other thing to think about is if you're going away for vacation is if you have a neighbor, a friend, usually this lizard might be, you know, for a 10 or 12 year old. Well, he or she has kids around the neighborhood, and they've probably fascinated with this particular character. To pick up a 20 long, any adult male or female could pick up a 20 long, pick it up, take it to the neighbors, and leave it there and leave the food source, and all of a sudden it's taken care of again. And not only that, you know, you get the neighbors to get excited about it as well.
That's the great part about having an animal that's easily transportable, such as the 20 long for the leopard gecko.
Mm-hmm.
You can literally just take it over to your friend's house and be like, can you just watch this for like 5 days? It's not a big deal.
Right. Well, Jessica, tell us a little bit about the reptiles you own and why you like reptiles just in general, because the show here is to kind of maybe take a little bit of the anxiety away from the listening audience about keeping reptiles, because they are just another one of the great creatures of Mother Nature.
Well, I'll share a secret, actually. When I first started working, well, when I was younger, I did not like reptiles. I was scared of snakes. I was scared of tarantulas. I was scared of anything that moved or had scales.
Welcome to my neighborhood.
yep. And I really don't know what changed. I went to Michigan State and I started with zoology, and I just decided to focus on a particular area. And for some reason, I started getting into the reptiles, particularly actually snakes. Snakes are my passion. Snakes are what I do and what I love. I actually have about, at my house right now, about four snakes, two boa constrictors, a rainbow boa, and a royal python right now, and an acorn snake. So I've got a bunch of snakes. I've got tarantulas, and I have a crested gecko, actually.
And they're another fascinating gecko. The gecko world isn't consisting of just a day gecko you see on the insurance commercials in this character. There are dozens of varieties of geckos, of which we at least have on display at least a half a dozen different type of geckos ongoing.
There's terrestrial geckos, like the leopard gecko that stays mostly on the ground. There are arboreal geckos, like the crested gecko and the day gecko, that you will find up in the treetops and up on top of the cage more. And a whole range in between.
Wow. Jessica, it's just fantastic. I appreciate you bringing this guy in. And it's excellent having you on our staff. And I really appreciate taking time of the day to bring this character in for us. And thank you so much for being on the show.
Well, thank you very much.
We've been speaking this morning with Jessica Matthews, who's the Reptile Room Associate for Pruce Pets. And after the break, we're going to continue the conversation and talk with an author, Frank Indiviglio, right here on the Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320 WILS.com. You think that we-